26 Sunday, the A Ordinary Time. Reading first from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 18, verse 25 to 28. You say, the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, house of Israel. It is my way that is unfair. Are not your way unfair? When does the turn away from justice to do evil and die on account of the evil they did, they must die. But if the wicked turn from the wickedness they did and do what is right and just, they save their life. Since they turned away from all the sin they committed, they shall live, and they shall not die. The second reading from the letter to the Philippians. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, and any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. Do nothing out of selfishness or out of vain glory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourself, each looking out not for his own interests, but also everyone for those of others. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also there in Christ Jesus, who, though he were in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, take the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 28 to 32. What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. He said in reply, I will not. But afterward, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, Yes, sir, but did not go. Which of the two did his father will? They answered, the first. Jesus said to them, Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. That even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him. Sharing. First theme, God's way and human way. Today's reading asks us to do two things. First, to look into ourselves to examine of our conscience. One of the people's most wicked habit, which today first reading and the gospel condemns, is the arrogant attitude that one considers himself as the righteous. This bad habit offends God and insults others. It offends God because one criticizes God's way as not righteous, because he considers the righteous as equal to the sinful. One insults others as a sinner and not want him to have an opportunity to repent. Second, to look at God. God's standard and way are not nigh human standard and way. He not only judges people according to justice, but also according to his mercy. In Ezekiel, he clearly said, "Answer them, as I live, oracle of the Lord God. I swear I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live." Which way is better? Today's reading shows us the correct view about the true way. Analyze it. A first reading. God opened doors for all people. The self-righteous feel annoyed when they see God has compassion for sinners and complain, God's way is not fair. Or when they see God treats the Gentile with benevolence, they are jealous and compare enviously. Why did God treat the righteous as equal to sinners? God answered them, "Hear now, house of Israel, is it my way that is unfair? Are not your way unfair?" Chapter 18 of the book of Ezekiel listed four possible ways we can happen. First, the judge who always do right things shall live. We can say with certainty that no one belongs to this category except Mary, Jesus' mother. Second, the judge turned away from justice to do evil and die. On account of the evil they did, they must die. Third, the wicked turn from the wickedness they did and do what is right and just. They save their life, since they turned away from all the sins they committed. They shall live. They shall not die. The majority of people belong to this category. And the last one, the wicked who persist in their sins shall die. The category which the first reading wants to emphasize is the third case. This is one of Ezekiel's main themes. God is not pleased to see the wicked dying, but he wants them to repent and to live. Raising this theme, Ezekiel wants to show that God's way is different way with human way. According to human way, anyone who committed an offense, he must be punished. According to the Hammurabi law, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a life for a life. The death penalty for anyone who killed a person is an example of this law. But Jesus' teaching is different. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow. Second reading. Reserves unity in the humble attitude. First point. St. Paul listed out 3 virtues to build up a community and 3 vices to avoid because they shall destroy it. First, 3 virtues to build up a community according to God's way. First, unite with Christ. Through the sacrament of baptism, all of us are members of one body, which is the church. All have a duty to keep Christ's body holy. Second, charity. If a hog is sick, the herd shall not eat grass. If a brother is lost, Christ's body is not holy. Third, unity in one spirit. All spirit gifts which we receive are for upbuilding and protecting unity of a community. St. Paul gives us his advice. If there is any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking one thing. 3 vices to avoid because they shall destroy a community according to human way. First, jealousy. One is irritated when he sees other is better than him, and find a way to get rid of him. Second, vain glory. One try all ways to receive praises, even self-praising, and is irritated when people praise others. Third, selfishness. One try to accumulate everything for oneself and never pay attention to others' needs. And St. Paul advises the Philippians, do nothing out of selfishness or out of vain glory. Rather, humbly regard others as more important than yourself, each looking out not for his own interest, but also everyone for those of others. Second point, to oppose the pride of those who consider themselves as righteous. St. Paul emphasized right humility and obedience. His empty out kenosis to his absolute obedience to the Father. Paul expressed fully God's salvation plan in the only 5 condensed verses. Verses. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is also there in Christ Jesus, who, though he were in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, became obedient to death, even death on a cross. St. John Chrysostom pronounced that this is the true humility, because though Christ had the divine substance, but he was willing to accept the human substance by his incarnation. Moreover, he also emptied himself, obeyed the Father to the point of death, even death on the cross. third, the highest glory through the absolute obedience. The reason why Christ captured the highest glory is his kenosis. The author of the letter to the Philippians confirmed this point. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Third, the gospel, to listen and to do God's will. Third point, how to find out who do God's will. The scribe and the Pharisee are those who consider themselves as the righteous, so they criticized Jesus when they saw him in the same table with tax collectors and had compassion for sinners and prostitutes. To help the scribe and the Pharisees to recognize their true identities, Jesus posed for them a story. What is their opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, "Son, go out and work in the vineyard today." He said in reply, "I will not." But afterwards, he changed his mind and went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, "Yes, sir," but did not go. Which of the two did his father will? They answered, "The first." And in the first reading, we can list possible cases that can happen to the passing, only little two main cases. First, listening and doing the Father's will. As Jesus always listens and does his Father's will. Second, not listening, but later changing his mind and doing the Father's will. This is the first son's case. Third, listening, but not doing the Father's will. This is the second son's case. And last one, not listening and not doing Father's will. There exist sons who are not bothered to listen to his father. How can they know his father's will to do? What should be desired is the first case, but it rarely happened. Next is the second case, with both the first reading and the gospel aim at. Although it is imperfect, but it is still better than the last two cases. The third case happened for those who love their father by word of mouth, but don't show by their act. They promise many, but seldom do them. The last case happened for disobedient children. The second point, Jesus' intention. Comparing the four above cases, we can recognize Jesus' intention. The tax collectors and the prostitutes belong to the second case, though they didn't do God's will from the beginning. But later they repent and do his will. The scribes and the Pharisees belong to the third case, though they know God's will expressed in the law, but they don't practice them. Not only that, they even criticize and revenge sinners to come back to God. They forget that all people can be changed from bad to good and the reverse. Therefore, Jesus warned them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you." When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him, but tax collectors and prostitutes did. Yet, even when you saw that, you did not later change your mind and believe him. Application in life. God opened the door for all, the righteous and the sinners. He doesn't want sinners to be died, but wishes them to repent and to live. If God does it according to the self-righteous way, no one can be saved, because all are sinners before him. When one wants God to judge only according to justice, he voluntarily wishes the death penalty for himself. The only way to have salvation is one must rely on God's mercy. Remember the three vices that shall destroy a family or a community are jealousy, vain glory, and selfishness. To build up a family or a community, we need to do three things. We are to unite with Christ, to have charity, and to unite with others in the Spirit. Christ's example in humility and obedience is the model for us to follow. Since the scribes and the Pharisees are only worried about their fame and rise, they can never understand God's suffering when he sees even one of his children is lost. The ideal way it will must be accompanied with act, because the kingdom of God is only for those who listen and do God's will. But if it can be done at first, it can still be changed later. Amen.